anybody? And how are you all doing? I ask that question in all seriousness, because I know that many people are struggling at this time. There's no doubting that we are going through extremely tough times. But I have some good news. God is with you. And more than that, he has never and will never leave you. So, if you want to be lifted up right now, then I suggest that you stop this for a moment. Pause the video, stop the soundtrack, and talk to God. Spend some time with him. Which leads me to this morning's question. How is your relationship with God? You know, the further through these times we go, the more I find that for me, at least, and I'm sure for you as well, that my relationship with God is of paramount importance. The closer we can walk with God, the better it is for us. The less troubling these times are. And with these things in mind, I want to ask you another question about your spiritual health. And ask, when is it that you spend time with God? Some people find it easiest to spend time with God when they wake up in the morning, at the beginning of the day. But others find evenings are easier. And the truth is, there's no right or wrong about these things. All I would say is that we should all try to make it a discipline to spend time with God on a daily basis. Now, of course, sometimes for many, many reasons, we will find that that just isn't always possible. And that's okay, but we should still try. For myself, I can honestly tell you that the more time I spend with God, the less I am concerned all about what is going on in the world, particularly right now. It's not that I don't care, it's just that when I concentrate on God, I find that the things of this world are less bothersome. It takes my mind away from the troubles of the world when I spend time with God. And as I spend more time with him, I find that I'm more thinking about the stuff of eternal consequences. The stuff of the kingdom of God. Now, recently, while I was spending some time with God, I was prompted to read an article that I'd got saved up that was on my reading list. It was written by an evangelist called Philip M. or M. He's Kenyan, and apparently this is how they do their sermon. When I read it, I was struck by what he had to say about how we are to consider the good times that we have in our lives, and at the same time, how we are to understand the bad times. Because as he says in this article, life is made up of both. Well, the more I read through this, the more that it resonated with me. We all do, don't we, have good times and bad. I'm sure that you, like me, have had many, many good times in your life and also your own fair share of bad times too. Indeed, when I look back across the span of my years, I can see both good times and bad. There are times when life has gone really, really well and life is just peachy. And then there are times when life has been really, really difficult too. This is the reality of our human condition, isn't it? Well, as I pondered this, I remembered the old card shop that we used to have in Kidderminster. It was called Hallmark. I think at one point before that, it might have been called Clinton's Gardens. It was in the Rowland Hill Centre. You might remember it too. Well, I shall never forget that one time I was in there and I saw this card that I shall never ever forget. It was at a time when we as a family were having a particularly tough time. I was in there actually looking for a get well card for a friend. And this one particular card just leapt out at me from the stand, from the racks of cards there. On this card there was a picture of a stick man holding onto an umbrella over his head, shielding him from this little bit of rain that was coming down. And the wording on the front of this card said, "In every life, a little rain must fall." But when I opened up the card, there was this same stick figure desperately trying to hang on to his umbrella as it was being blown inside out. Storm rain coming down like you would not believe. And the words that were underneath said this, In every life, a little rain must fall. But who ordered the deluge? Well, I found that quite amusing in a dark kind of way. And just recently, I've been thinking about why it is that we experience these highs and lows. Why there must be a little rain or even a gigantic deluge. And one of the things that I've realised is that both the good times and the bad times come as no surprise to God. He knows all about them. Even he allows them to happen. Now, this idea of Philip Ends about understanding both the good and the bad that we experience in this life is something that I want us to explore together. In Scripture, it's brought out beautifully by Solomon in Ecclesiastes 7:14, which is our reading for this morning. Just one verse, so we're going to read it together. Solomon says, "When times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider this. God has made the one as well as the other. Therefore, no one can discover anything about their future." The New Living Translation says it like this, which just brings an extra edge to it. Enjoy prosperity while you can, but when hard times strike, realise that both came from God. Remember that nothing is certain in this life. It's as we read verses like this that we should realise that having both the good and the bad are a part of the journey that we're on. It's a part of our humanity, it's a consequence of the fall. The unfortunate thing is that most people, Christians included, don't like to think that this is what life is going to be. We don't like to experience the valleys. We want to be living on the mountaintops, don't we? We want the times both now and ahead of us to be good times, not bad. But we need to remember that in every life a little rain must fall. Life is made up of both good and bad. It's a direct consequence of the fall. It's because of Adam and Eve's original sin, where Satan tempted them to eat from the tree of good and evil, with the promise that if they did, they'd become like God, knowing the difference between good and evil. But there was nothing good that came from this original sin. And it's because of this that we are still under sin's curse to this very day. Now, I think we should know that this is something that both Adam and Eve knew very well. Even before Satan tempted them, God had told Adam, "You're not to eat from this one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." Or he warned, "You will die." In fact, Eve told Satan exactly that. She said in Genesis 3, verse 3, "God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." But Satan is a deceiver. And he convinced her that wouldn't happen. He told Eve that eating the fruit wouldn't see them die, and that God knew that. He said that God knew that if they ate from that tree, they would become just like him, knowing the difference between good and evil. This is what Satan said in Genesis 3, verse 5. "For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." And so Eve ate. And so did Adam. Adam, who was right there with her, by the way, he didn't say anything. He just followed suit. He didn't say, "Now hang on a second, Satan. God told me that we shouldn't do this." Oh no. He just joined right in, eating the fruit himself too. And, well, as they say, the rest is human history. But I think it's safe to say that nothing good came out of that encounter. And it's because of this single event that sin is now a part of humanity's DNA. And therefore, because of this, we will all have good days, and we will also have bad days. And the bad days sometimes seem to be as common as the good days are. And there's a truth here that we need to understand. We must accept both the good times and the bad times. And we must learn how to manage both the good days and the bad days. It's lovely to think that we might only have good times. But in fact, To think that that is the case is sheer folly. We know that everybody experiences bad times as well as evil. As an example, did you know that Job addressed this exact issue with his wife? She told him that he should curse God and die because of all the trouble and affliction that he was experiencing, seeming to forget that previously he had been blessed beyond measure. But Job got it right. He said to her in Job chapter 2, verse 10, "You are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?" Okay then. So we must accept that we are all going to experience good days and bad days. And since this is the case, we need to learn how to respond to each of these times. As we read earlier, Ecclesiastes 7:14 tells us that when times are good, we must be glad, filled with joy, and celebrate, because we never know when things are going to change. So we should enjoy the good times while they last. However, when the bad times come, we're to carefully consider them. Not to celebrate them, because they're usually painful, physically and or emotionally, as well as spiritually. Now into this melting pot, I also like to add a dash of James, who says in chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." Well, I know that it says we should consider it joy when the bad times come. But it doesn't mean that we have to be joyful about the bad times, but rather to consider it joy because, and here we go, the reason that he says this is, as he goes on to explain, is because out of these times of trial, out of these tough days, out of the storms, come positives, come spiritual growth. James says that these times are a test of our faith and can cause it to grow. So what positives does he say come from these times? Well, James points out that the testing of our faith produces perseverance. And as we learn to persevere, we begin to mature and find that our faith is not lacking. So, the bad times must be endured because in them, even in the toughest of days, God has a purpose for us. To see us mature in the faith, so that we won't be tossed around each time a bad situation occurs. As we persevere, as we endure, as we trust God in even the bad days, we'll become so firmly rooted in the faith that nothing can shift us. And I think this is exactly what Paul had in mind, or what the Holy Spirit was showing him, when he wrote in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Now, quite clearly, Paul is not saying that all things are good. Obviously, things like temptation and sin are not good, as well as those negative things that happen in our lives, which equally are not good. But here is the promise. God can and God will work everything out to and for our good, which is also for the good of his kingdom. But despite this, still the bad times will come. They are a part of life. It is a consequence of the fall. It is because of sin's curse. Did you know that Jesus talks about this too? He said that even though evil has been done against us, we're not to hate those who carry out the wrongs they do. Instead, we're to love them. And he says that then we can be truly known as sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. And then Jesus shares with us this truth of life. Life lived with both the good and the bad. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, Jesus said about the Father, "He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." Into every life, a little rain must fall. And then we come back to what Solomon says in Ecclesiastes 7:14, that the reason we are to properly understand both the good times and the bad, and then handle them in the right way, is because no one knows what tomorrow will bring. That there is nothing certain in life. No one knows what's going to happen tomorrow, or for that matter, what will happen in the next couple of minutes, let alone the next couple of days or weeks. And all of this means that we need to live our lives in complete and utter constant dependence on God. Yes, this is the truth of it. Here is how we are to handle both situations, the good times and the bad times, by trusting in God. We should not become complacent, so secure in our good times that we're devastated when things go wrong. Good times will sometimes give way to bad times. But neither should we despair when times of trouble come. For if we can trust God and praise Him in the good times, then we must always also trust Him in the bad times. And you know, Jesus is amazing because He understands us so well. It is this very concept that He had in His mind when He gave us this wonderful piece of advice to live our lives by in Matthew chapter 6, verses 33 to 34. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. In the end, we need to know, we need to understand that both the good times and the bad times happen with God's awareness. And what we need to understand during these times, be they good or bad, is that He is wise and good, and His plans for us are good as well. You know, He doesn't ever intend that the bad times will destroy our faith. But rather, what He wants is for us to cling to Him ever more tightly in these times. He wants us to trust Him. He wants us to know that He brings us through the toughest of times. And because this is the truth, there's another verse that I want to end with now. Another verse that speaks about these things. It's a really well-known verse. It's a verse that I've referred to several times recently. But listen to it anyway. God tells us about all these things Himself when speaking through the prophets in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, where He says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." You know, our God is an awesome God. And He wants us to follow Him. He wants us to follow Him in the good times and in the bad times. He wants us to follow Him in times of great joy and even in times of pandemics and plagues. For even in these, He has a plan for our lives, a plan that includes good times and bad times, but a plan that will work these things for good if only we will trust in Him more and more and more and more. Let's come to God in prayer right now. Father God, we thank You that You are King. That You are King over everything, over the good times and the bad times. Father, help us to rely on You more and more. Help us to lean on You, not ourselves, in the bad times as well as in the good times. Father, help us to trust that You are King above and over the storm, and that You do work all things for good for those who love You. Thank You for it, Father. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Holy Spirit.